Gracias, señor.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Please receive a warm welcome again from the Afro-Latin American Alliance for the Decade of Persons of African Descent, SALDA. I have listened very closely to the second part of the forum. I should like to offer some remarks on the topic of the International Decade for Persons of African Descent. This was a proposal that came from civil society. That was in 2011. We held the global summit, Afro-Descendant Summit. It was led by our colleague that is already among the pantheon of our ancestors, Mr. Alvaro Castillo. We agree with the other speakers that spoke today in that the decade becomes the primary venue to put this discussion in the international agenda and the regional agenda, the discussion on the reality of people of African descent. Much has been achieved that and has been underscored here during the decade. This allows the civil society of people with African descent to propose a second decade. There have been setbacks and slippage for persons of African descent during this decade, and I do not with this want to undermine the importance of the decade as a forum for discussion, but it's important also to note some slippage that in the area of public policy, the people of African descent have suffered in some countries, including in Latin America. For example, the statistic invisibility. We do not understand how countries such as Colombia, Ecuador, Paraguay, instead of moving ahead with statistical visibility, have seen their national statistics institutes do the opposite. They started from scratch ethnically with their map, eliminating this ethnic reality. The Republic of Ecuador undertook a census, and it was poorly done. The African descendant population was dropped from 7 to 4.8%, a dramatic fall. We believe that this is a violation of the right to visit statistical visibility. Another important element, Madam Chair, that we would like to underscore as slippage is the dismantling of certain structures that allowed for equality through our delegations in the governments, through our representatives in the government, pushing for public policy for persons with African descent. In many cases, the offices that help this are scarce. And there's also the inefficacy of some inclusion policies in affirmative action in the areas of employment and education. In some countries, this comes across as a multicultural demagoguery. These public policies are not effective when it comes to reducing the poverty gap and unemployment gap for our communities. Lastly, I would like to offer two thoughts that are very worrisome in the issue of the during the last decade. Police violence and brutality strongly hits persons of African descent, particularly our youth. They cannot walk through their cities and through the fields of Latin America with peace in their hearts. These Afro-descendant youngsters are the victims of racial profiling of the law enforcement and security forces of our governments. And I'd like to conclude by noting a loss of ancestral lands. We would like for the results of this forum to look at the fact that no country in Latin America, except Colombia, has seen meaningful progress in the legalization of territorial ancestral lands, bearing in mind that, and we call, as an organization, ALDA for a second decade for persons of African descent, and that this be focused on reparations as